Samson's tragic end, blinded, imprisoned, and his final stand in the temple. Samson's story takes a turn into deep darkness in ancient Philistine halls. Let's walk through it together in a straightforward way, seeing the human struggles and God's bigger plan at work as we see this part of Judges 16 with its mixture of betrayal, loss, and a last burst of divine strength. Samson had it all going for him at one point. Set apart from birth, he took down lions and armies with his bare hands. But here in chapter 16, we find him entangled with Delilah. She nags him until he finally spills the secret of his strength. The Philistines grab him, gouge out his eyes, and chain him up in prison. His long hair, the symbol of his vow to God, gets cut while he sleeps. He's grinding grain now like a slave. It feels so final, so low. But God hadn't forgotten him. Even in that dark cell, something stirs. Samson's hair starts growing back. The Philistines throw a big party to celebrate their victory over Israel's hero, so they bring him out to entertain them. In his blindness and weakness, he asks a boy to lead him to the main pillars. He prays one last time, "Lord God, remember me, I pray. Just this once, strengthen me." Then he pushes with everything he's got. In his death, he kills more enemies than he ever did in life. This moment carries a heavy, gothic weight. Picture the cold stone prison. The laughter of the crowd turning to screams as dust and rubble fill the air. Even when we mess up big time, God can still use us. He shows up in our weakest spots even when we mess up. Samson stands in the middle of it all, no longer as a proud champion, but as a broken man who finds purpose again in surrender. The story doesn't shy away from the sadness. Samson lost his sight, his freedom, and eventually his life because of poor choices. He let lust pull him away from his calling. Delilah's betrayal hurts because it was from someone he trusted. Yet light breaks through in the darkness. In his final prayer, he shows humility and dependence on God. He doesn't rely on his own power anymore. Just a simple cry for help. Many believers today face their own prisons, whether literal or in the mind. Temptation blinds us. Consequences chain us down. Samson's end reminds us that it's never too late to turn back. A humble heart prays to God. The collapse of the pagan temple proves that evil doesn't win. Justice comes, even when it's through flawed servants. It calls us to guard our hearts, stay close to God's commands, and trust His strength when ours fails. In the gothic shadows of failure, God's mercy shines brightest. According to the early verses, Samson goes down to Gaza and spends time with a woman there. The Philistines learn about it and wait for dawn to kill him. But Samson gets up at midnight, grabs the gate doors and two posts, and carries them off on his shoulders. That superhuman strength remains for a bit. He still had God's favor even though trouble brewed. However, he keeps chasing what he shouldn't. Delilah has the heart of the tragedy. She gets an offer of silver from the Philistines. Find his secret, they say, so she tries three times, and Samson gives her a false answer. Delilah wears him down with constant pressure. His soul gets tired. He finally tells her everything. He tells her about fresh bowstrings, new ropes, and weaving his hair. Whenever the Philistines rush in, he breaks free, but Delilah wears him down. "I'm a Nazarite from birth, so my strength is in my hair." In that confession, Samson's seven locks are shaved off while he sleeps. His power goes. The Philistines get him, poke his eyes out, and take him to Gaza. Bound in bronze shackles, he grinds in prison. His fall feels complete. The man who used to see everything and take everything now sees nothing and works like an animal. It feels heavy and gothic here, with chains rattling in dim light and millstones grinding slowly. Even so, the Bible slips in that quiet hope. While Samson sits in darkness, his hair starts growing again. God's preparing something. The Philistines hold a feast to honor their god Dagon. They credit this false god for turning over their enemy. A crowd of 3,000 people fills the temple and stands on the roof. They want Samson to be brought out to mock them. Samson feels the pillars and asks to lean on them as the servant boy leads the blind giant into the center. It's then that he prays, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me just this once." He bows and pushes, and the pillars give way. The whole building falls on the lords and the crowd. More people die there than during all his years of fighting. In the emotions, we can feel Samson's shame as he stands humiliated before thousands. In spite of the humiliation of blindness and public entertainment, he turns to God instead of his own might. That shift feels powerful. It's not about being perfect. It's about returning in weakness. It's got a strong gothic atmosphere. Dark temple halls lit by torches, roars turning into panic as stones fall. Dust clouds everything. Bodies lay beneath the rubble. Samson lies among them, his life given in one final act. The Bible says he judged Israel for 20 years. His story ends not in quiet retirement, but dramatic sacrifice. This account warns us about small compromises. Samson's eyes got him into trouble more than once. He ignored God's boundaries. Each choice with Philistine women drove him further from his purpose. Delilah wasn't the first, but she got it done. Her persistence shows how temptation keeps pushing until we give in. We see the consequences in prison. Hard work, total dependence, no escape. Many people walk through the same season. But God doesn't abandon us. Growing hair is like a silent promise. It's possible to start rebuilding in secret. The Philistines think they're safe after the party. Their God has won. Their enemy is helpless. God flips the script. Samson's prayer was short and honest. No long speeches, just a cry from the heart. God answered with strength that brought down a whole building. He's still there for us when we call on him. In Judges, we can see the big picture. The people of Israel kept turning away. God raised judges to deliver them. Samson was one of the last. He had great highs and terrible lows. At the end of the story, Israel wins by weakening the Philistines. It's a sign of God's sovereignty, too. Even flawed servants can succeed. If we stay casual, this story feels like a dark tale with a spark of light at the end. It's not polished or easy. It's messy like real life. Betrayal, blindness, chains, then one mighty push. God meets us in the mess if we turn to him. Even blind Samson positioned himself perfectly between two main pillars. Despite being blind, God gave him the right spot. Nothing is random about this. It's a sobering reminder that opposing God's people doesn't end well. Justice comes when God says it's time. His death is more impactful than his life in terms of enemies defeated. That line always sticks out. It shows how one moment of surrender can outweigh years of struggle. I'd like to conclude by encouraging you to guard your commitments to God, pray like Samson did, and trust that strength will come back. The temple may fall, but God's kingdom stands firm. Walk in the light so you don't get trapped in the darkness Samson did. His final stand reminds us to rely on God.